And playing the role of Dr. Mitch Shulman is the understudy, Dr. Ashok Kuman, this morning of Cardiogenics. How you doing?
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So I'm a little concerned when we report like we did this morning that doctors say that the flu shot is not as efficient as it should be, because then that'll somehow encourage people or discourage people from getting the flu shot in the first place. So what are your thoughts on this?
Okay, so that's a good question, Andrew. So that's some new information coming out of Australia. There's two parts to that story. The first part is they did, in fact, have a bad flu season, so about twice the number of flu cases that they normally anticipate. So that tends to follow us across the hemisphere on into North America. And the second part was, not that it was not effective, but there was reduced effectiveness. So basically, from a public health point of view, Andrew, our message hasn't changed. In other words, those people who were on the priority list for flu vaccine should still get it, especially the young, especially the elderly. And that part hasn't changed. It's better to get the flu vaccine than to be unprotected, especially if you're in the high-risk categories with chronic disease, being over 65, under 10 years old, diabetes, those kind of things.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get to the let's get to the sleeping. Okay. Some Dutch researchers published a study this week that suggests leaving, like you're opening up your bedroom window or a door, is going to somehow help you sleep.
Oh yes. Well, there's so much to say on this topic, Andrew. Let's start with this. I consider sleep to be one of the five pillars of great health, meaning the quality of your sleep, the duration of your sleep is linked to how long you're going to live. Most of us in North America are sleep deprived. Most of us should be getting about 6 to 8 hours per night, as we've heard in the past. Newborns need the most sleep. They need about 14 to 17 hours per night, per day. And then as we get older, the requirements diminish to about 6 to 8 hours. So let's get to the study. It's from the Journal of Indoor Air. Some Dutch researchers did a very simple trick. They improved the air in the bedroom by opening a window or opening the bedroom door. So effectively, they increased the ventilation in the room and decreased the carbon dioxide in the bedroom air. And lo and behold, when they surveyed the patients afterwards, they found that the patients were sleeping better. So where would this idea have come from, Andrew? As you know, we're constantly breathing in oxygen and expelling carbon dioxide. Well, it turns out that the primary driver or the controller for breathing is actually the carbon dioxide level in our bloodstream. So the brain senses that level and rapidly tells us whether to breathe or whether to slow down the breathing. Mm-hmm. And as the carbon dioxide levels go up in the blood, it tends to wake us up so we can breathe more. So to get rid of the carbon dioxide and simultaneously increase our blood oxygen levels.
Right. So just open up a window or a door.
Exactly. Yeah. It could be as simple as that. That's one part of the picture.
Okay.
So if you have all this carbon dioxide trapped in your bedroom air, maybe it's waking you up and not allowing a deeper sleep. So as we know, Andrew, with most things, this is only one part of the picture. There's other things that are, of course, involved in sleep. As in, you know, your exercise level, the temperature in your room, what you're wearing to sleep. And now we can add maybe ventilation to that list.
All right. Hey, thanks very much.
No problem, Andrew.
That's Dr. Ashok Kuman of Cardiogenics, in for Dr. Mitch.